Shavua Tov, Rabotai. We are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in Trumot, in the third parak of Trumot, at the sixth Mishnah. Hamakdim Truma leBikurim. What if someone took Truma before Bikurim? So as a reminder, we're going to have a whole Masechet, Davka, specifically on Bikurim, but the general process of Bikurim, which they translate as first fruits, but it was really from all seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, so it would include grains also. When a farmer saw the first examples of his crop that were the first to grow, the first to fill out, he would tie a ribbon around them. And then when they're fully grown, they'd be taken to Yerushalayim. There was a big parade. It was really an impressive spectacle. People would come out to greet the people, the farmers and everyone bringing their Bikurim in. They'd bring in golden baskets if they had, and they'd make it very decorated and nice, and they would give it to the Kohanim. So this Bikurim is just Davka, the first item to fill out, and it's supposed to be given before Truma. So here the Mishnah says, what if someone's Makdim Truma LeBikurim, who does Truma first? So he takes Truma from his crop, even though he's got the one in there with the ribbon on it. Maiser Rishon LeTruma, or he took his Maiser Rishon before taking Truma. Maiser Sheni LeRishon, or he took Maiser Sheni before Maiser Rishon. Afu Pishu Ovid Belo Tasei. He's not supposed to do that. The Torah tells him, Davka, don't do that. Masha Azo Sui. It is a valid designation. So the tithes have a specific order, and Bikurim, which I haven't mentioned yet, is before the Truma, before any of the tithes. But Bidyevid, he's not supposed to, but if he did it, it's still a valid designation. Shneemar, Mileatachav Dimacha Loteacher. It says, do not delay your Malaya and your Dimua. Now, these are supposed to be referring to Bikurim and Truma. And the Mefarshim explained, Malaya it's the first one to fill out, like the first stalk of wheat that really fills out and is noticeably growing. And Dimacha, it's kind of hard to translate, but it's usually translated as tears or liquids, because Truma, remember, from olives and grapes is given in liquid form as olive oil and wine. So it's apparently referring to Truma. And since the Pasuk puts Malaya before the Dima, it puts the Bikurim before the Truma, we see that Bikurim should be separated first, and then the Truma, and then the Maisrot. Mishneh Zayin, Minayin Sheyikdimu Bikurim LeTruma. How do you know that if he took the Bikurim before the Truma, Zeh Krui Truma Reshit. Zeh Krui Truma Reshit. So the Mishnah explains, how do we know Bikurim is really supposed to be first? Because they're both called Truma, and they're both called Reshit. Reshit de Goncho, that's what we call Truma. Zekru Truma Reshit, they're both called Truma and Reshit. Ela Yikdimu Bikurim. Logically, we should prefer and take first the Bikurim. Shen Bikurim Lakol. As Bikurim is like Lashon Bechor, like a firstborn, so it really should come before everything. The Truma LeRishon, and we should take the Truma before the Maiser Rishon. Shehi Reshit. Truma is called Reshit de Gancha. Maiser Rishon Lesheni, and we should take Maiser Rishon, which typically goes to a Levi, and some years goes to the Aniyim, before Maiser Sheni, which is kept by the owner and taken to Yerushalayim, eaten with a sanctity in Yerushalayim, or redeemed on coins, and then used to buy things to Yerushalayim. Sheyesh Bo Reshit, because the Maiser Rishon has a Reshit in it, meaning it has a Truma, has Trumas Maiser, the 10% the Levi would separate, which is also a Truma that's in the Maiser Rishon. So it has precedence over the Maiser Sheni, which does not have a concept of Trumas Maiser. Shkoyach Rabbosai.